good to be out here in nature. Today's topic is hating people. Hating people is like burning down your own house and get rid of a rat. From Harry Emerson Fosdick. Hate is like an illness. It says right here on page, I'm keeping it simple, May 13th. Hate is like an illness. It steals our hope, our love, our relationship. Hate puts distance between people. Hate can even give us a false sense of power. Ooh. How do I use hate to make myself feel important? I hate this. I hate that. Oh my God, just like little children. I was a child that had never grown up. Fernando alcoholic, trying to be important, you know. Oh, I hate that kind of car. Oh, I hate that announcer. And someone whispers in my ear and says, I hate this. I hate that. I wonder who that is. Our program tells us to let go of hate. Hate and sobriety don't mix. Hate doesn't like us connected with our higher power. Ours is a program of love and respect. We're taught that if someone treats us wrong, we still should be respectful in our response. Why? Because we're changed by our actions and we're just being tested. If we act with hate, we become hateful. If we act in a respectful way, we become respectful. One of the ways you can do it is, I love you and I forgive you, while they're going off at you. I love you and I forgive you. I love you and I forgive you. I love you and I forgive you. Prayer for the day. Hate is the drug of those who are afraid. Higher power, help me to be free from hate today. Help me to be free from that feeling. Action of the day. It's self-centered to hate. Today, I'll read pages 60 and 62 of Alcoholics Anonymous, third edition, about being self-centered. And let's go ahead and read that. Remember that 60 to 62, I just happen to have them right here. Let's pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. 60 to 62. Well, I got selfishness, self-centeredness that we think is the root of our troubles, driven by 100 forms of fear, self-illusion, self-seeking, self-pity. We step on the toes of our fellows and then retaliate. Sometimes they hurt us seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find that at some time in the past, we have made decisions based on self, which later place us in a position to be hurt. So this is the how and the why of it. First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. Next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, God was going to be our director. He is the principal. We are his agents. He is the father, and we are his children. Most good ideas are simple, and this concept was the keystone of the new triumphant arch through which we passed through freedom. When we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer, being all-powerful. He provided what we needed. If we kept close to him and performed his work well, established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of its presence, we began to lose our fear today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We were reborn. Now remember, one of the things that God has just reminded me is this is a program of love and tolerance and a program of testing. When I stopped drinking, I got tested 4 times with the temptation to drink. And if it wasn't because of my commitment helped. When going to meetings didn't help, when talking to a sponsor didn't help, when reading the big book, which I was probably not doing any of those things, but making a commitment to staying happy, joyous, and free in the face of the drink, in anger, in celebration, in sex, and whatever temptations came my way, the commitment held. That's why we still have the willpower to say, I thank you, God, I'm drinking. That's willpower. I thank you, God, I'm a misfit. That's willpower. I thank you, God, I don't understand this. That's real willpower. But the fact is that we're... I thank you, God, for this person that's going off on me. I thank you, God, that this person is angry and pissed. That's willpower. I love you. Love me. And forgive me, Father. You want to keep that connection of love going while it's being tested by the devil. The devil's going to test us. So we have to say, God, I love you. Please forgive me. And right there, you'll open up a channel of love with him to stay strong in the midst of someone tearing up at you, trying to get your lunch. Okay, we are being tested. Love is the answer. That's what this program is about. You know, give, let God and let go. Turn it over to God and let go. And that's how we turn it to God. I said, thank you, God, for this hate that wants to come out. You know, thank you, God, for this hate. And just thank God for it. And before you know it, the love will get rid of it. And then we go, the love will win out. And failure's good. If you fail, then go back to the drawing board. I love you and I forgive you, Fernando. And then say it again to yourself. I love you and I forgive you. Then ask God, God, I love you. Please forgive me. And then you go at it again and try for the next test coming your way. Until you, we are winning. We're winning. Because we are winning. Because we have chosen to give them the benefit of the doubt and stay in love and pray for the knuckleheads. Starting with ourselves. Fernando, I love you and I forgive you. Give them heaven, family. Have a great day.